Welcome to the Fungible Podcast by Digilog. Your host, Favour Oyeleke.
Hi, welcome to the Fungible Podcast by Digilog. My name is Favour Oyeleke and this is the Cybersecurity Series. Last time, we talked about developing an adequate skill set in order to have a better career in cybersecurity. Today, we will be talking about regular certifications that you can enroll in to develop your career in cybersecurity. You may be wondering, why are we choosing to talk about cybersecurity certifications when there are so many other better things to discuss? I'll tell you why. First of all, we all know that the IT sector is undoubtedly one of the fastest growing industries in the world. I mean, as a result, its constant growth and the diverse opportunities it attracts makes it easier to start a successful career. However, just like every other career path taken, it is important to adopt the skills and understand the rudiments of your IT career so you can function effectively in the industry. So, certifications basically boost your productivity in the labor market. Meanwhile, the importance of cybersecurity certifications is not the only thing growing. Cyber attacks are growing to be one of the fastest crimes globally too. Companies like Facebook, Panera Bread, Under Armour and Uber have suffered lots and lots of breaches that had several records, including records on their customer information stolen and exposed. And with each breach, companies like this fear the worst happening, and the demand for cybersecurity certifications are therefore increasing. So in short, companies are starting to scramble for goodies now more than ever. If it isn't about the quest to hire top cybersecurity talent, then it is about making sure that the IT team is equipped with adequate cybersecurity education in the company. So you know what I mean? And this brings us to the second and third reason why we will be talking about cybersecurity certifications. So, cybersecurity certifications closes organizational skill gaps and meets up with client requirements. No client wants to stay with a company who has had a poor reputation for poor security or hacking of any sort, and this means that as an IT professional or as a budding IT enthusiast, the demand for cybersecurity skills presents a huge opportunity to boost your resume, your career, to stand out among candidates and increase your earning potential. Also, having such a credential confirms to your potential employer that you have the clear-cut skills needed to perform optimally on the job if hired.
The Fungible Podcast by Digilog will be right back.
Hello, my name is Fumi Ashore and I'm Director of Career Advancement at Digilog. I would like to invite you to sign up for our AgriTech class for lawyers and law students, which will hold on 3rd May 2020. The class will be facilitated by Moniolua Ogunleye, a legal practitioner at DIY Technologies. In this class, we'll be addressing legal issues arising from the use of agricultural technology. Registration fee is 1,000 Naira. To register, please visit paystack.com/pay/gigilaw. Thank you.
Welcome back. Before we dive into what these certifications are, I think it's pretty crucial that I address a myth. So many people think these certifications are only for actual IT professionals. I'm here to tell you this is not true. Getting an IT certification does not have anything to do with your academic background. One of the interesting things about starting a career in IT is that your academic background is not an exact requirement to getting a certification in information technology. You do not need any prerequisite exams to qualify to enroll for the credential either. You need little or no experience or theoretical background to enroll. And studying period for the certification is also short. There is also the least volume of study materials to do with them. When preparing for your certification test, so don't be afraid to go for it. Do that course you've always wanted to do, but if you're confused or not sure about what certifications you need, worry no more. DigiLaw is here to assist you and make the process easier for you by detailing some of the top certifications that you can enroll in to kickstart your career in the IT sector. Here are some of the best cybersecurity certifications that are perfect for anyone with little or no experience looking to start a groundbreaking career in the world of IT. So the first one is CEH, Certified Ethical Hacker. The CEH certification teaches you how to beat hackers at their own game. It helps you build the mentality that a cyber criminal would have, so you can understand how to scan, test, and hack and protect network and information systems. You get to learn how to think and act like a hacker for the good cause, obviously. Mostly, CEH certifications come in handy when you're interested in penetration testing jobs like security officers, auditors, security professionals, sites administrators, and any other person concerned about network infrastructure security. So just for the sake of better awareness, penetration testing jobs are jobs that require you to hack into a network without actually stealing any data. This job function demands a high level of trust, which is usually well rewarded, by the way. So earn your CEH certifications ASAP. The second one is Comptia Security Plus. So this certification is a base level certification for IT professionals new to cybersecurity. It is base level because it is great for anyone looking to gain basic IT security knowledge. It is a starting point and it helps you build a solid foundation that you can enhance with other courses later. So the CompTIA Security Plus certification is seen as a general cybersecurity certification because it doesn't focus on a single technological process. They touch diverse parts of cybersecurity concept, and you only need like 2 years of experience plus exposure to complete it. The course actually applies to all levels and job roles, but I feel like it should actually be made mandatory for all employees in any organization. It's pretty good and easy to apply for, but that's just a thought. I mean, on the other hand, this course benefits common job titles like desktop support technicians, application developers, help desk technicians, in-home support specialists, PC support analysts, and senior managers in accounting, sales, marketing roles, and so on. So the primary focus, the primary goal of this course is finding and exploiting vulnerabilities in systems applications, infrastructures, and organizations in order to help improve overall security and to reduce exposure to attacks. So the third one is Certified Information System Security Professional, which is the CISSP. So the CISSP is considered as the pride of cybersecurity certifications. I mean, it is recognized internationally and regarded with high standards. It is one of the most advanced level certification for IT pros that are serious about careers in information or network security. This course, the CISSP, challenges you to learn from various cybersecurity domains, including access control, telecommunications, networking, cryptography, and security. And by security, I'm talking about asset security, security and risk management, communications and network security, security engineering, security assessment, and software development security, amongst others. So the CISSP is known, not just highly sought after by IT professionals, but also by IT organizations. It is well recognized as a regular fixture on most wanted cybersecurity certification surveys. And as a CISSP credential holder, you are trained to possess expert knowledge and technical skills that are necessary to manage and engineer information security programs for you and whatever IT organizations you work for. Earning a CISSP certification means that you must have had at least 3 to 5 years of field experience. This certification attracts some incredibly lucrative positions, like security architect, for example, who can make more than $150,000 annually. Wow, that's a lot of money. And these days, there are a lot of common job titles that also require this certification. Some of them include information security analyst, information technology auditors, and security analysts. This certification is even like a must-have, actually, for people looking for people looking to move into chief information security officer. That is the CISO role too. But it is also a salary booster for analysts, system engineers, consultants, and IT security managers. To be honest, I kind of see why it's the pride of cybersecurity certifications. The benefit it carries, the benefits are, they really bring music to one's ears. The fourth one is a Certified Cloud Security Professional, which is the CCSP. The CCSP certification for security professionals or IT professionals who thrive for hands-on experience and a deep understanding of information technology. Its architecture, its governance, and then also cloud and web security engineering. Yeah, and by cloud and web security engineering, that includes its architecture, its design, its operations, and its services, amongst others. So to earn a CCSP certification, it is a prerequisite to have a minimum of 5 years experience of security related work in a cloud computing environment. The fifth one is Computer Hacking Forensic Investigator, which is the CHFI certification. So the CHFI is an advanced cybersecurity certification for forensic network security investigators. It verifies one's ability to gather the required evidence to prosecute offenders in a court of law. A hacking forensic investigator deals with everything from breaking down attacks and extricating information to reporting hacking crimes and conducting audits to prevent future attacks. Aside from hacking IT system fraud and the misuse, their jobs also center on dealing with theft of intellectual property and violations of corporate IT usage. Earning a CHFI certification means that you get more exposed to topics like incident response and forensics, recovering deleted, encrypted or damaged file information, and technical examination and analysis, and even reporting of computer-based evidence. So the sixth one is the Certified Information System Auditor, which is the CISA. The Certified Information Systems Auditor is a well-respected course for IT professionals seeking to practice in information security, auditing, and assurance. At the end of the course, such professionals become fully capable of identifying and examining organizational threats and vulnerabilities, and they get to access compliance, and they get to provide guidance and organizational security controls too. As a CISA certified professional, it demonstrates that you have rich knowledge and skill across the CISA job practice areas of auditing, governance and management, acquisition, development and implementation, maintenance and service management, and also asset protection. Then the seventh one, another certification you can apply for, is Certified in Risk and Information Systems Control, which is the CRISC. This certification is targeted towards business analysts, risk professionals, control professionals, project managers, and compliance professionals. The CRISC trains you to manage risks that could stand as threats of any kind in an enterprise, like business risk, identification and implementation of business systems control. It adds a higher value to employers and clients in risk management, risk assessment, and it also fosters continuous knowledge and up-to-date information. Another certification is the Certified Information Security Manager, the CISM. Globally recognized, the CISM certification is revered as one of the best cybersecurity courses out there. It is a top credential for IT professionals responsible for managing, developing, and overseeing information security systems in enterprise-level applications, or for developing best organizational security practices. Credential holders of this certification possess advanced skills in security risk management, program development and management, governance, and as incident management and response too. Many CISM certification holders pursue a CISO title, which is also a position that earns an average of $160,000 per year, according to what I've heard. So to be a CISM certified, all you need to do is to ensure that you have at least 5 years of proven cybersecurity experience in the field to apply. However, if you don't like the sound of that, A combination of education and experience may also be substituted for this requirement. I'm talking about the 5 years of proven cybersecurity experience requirements. So the CISM is valid for 3 years, and credential holders, if you are a credential holder, you need to pay an annual maintenance fee to sustain the certification. Courses on it can be quite rigorous though, and demanding in terms of your time and knowledge, but in the end, the result is actually always worth it. So the last certification we'll be talking about is the Cisco Certified Network Associate, which is the CCNA Security Certification. The CCNA is a strong associate level certification that can propel your Cisco security career forward. You simply learn how to do a lot of diverse tasks that focus on protecting Cisco networks. For instance, you get to learn how to install, configure, and operate enterprise level routers and switches. You learn how to detect and provide solutions to common network problems. You can even specialize in wireless security or voice networking. CCNA ensures that you have rudimental knowledge that are applicable enough for job roles, including job roles like network security specialists, network support engineers, and security administrators too. Currently, there are several companies utilizing Cisco technology. So choosing to develop your Cisco skills improves your marketability in the labor market. So there you have it. Some of the most well-known gold standard certifications in the cybersecurity world. This does not mean that other certifications are trivial or are not important. It's just that with the increasing number of certifications that are being introduced, it is hard to decide. So these cybersecurity certifications mentioned are like starting points to guide you on what certifications you need. Meanwhile, there are lots of websites where you can learn cybersecurity certifications for free or just by paying a little amount. For instance, there's EDX, there's Coursera, there's Cybrary, there's FutureLearn, there's Udemy, there's the UK's Open University, there's Hackers Guru. That's another website where you can take cybersecurity and ethical hacking trainings too. Then there are really so many websites. And all you have to do is explore. Before you begin your career, however, you need to understand that you need to understand why cybersecurity service is needed. As you take path into building an awesome career for yourself, keeping in mind that cybersecurity is not just about putting up firewalls, nor is it just about breaking through them. Cybersecurity is a human industry, and much of what you can and will learn is how people operate on both sides of the network edge. What you are protecting and what happens if it is not protected are two very elementary instincts for this job role. If you are interested in joining this world, there is a lot of opportunity. Even if you don't have the experience you think you might need, you can find a path that can work for you, and your path may take you in different directions, but give us a call. We can help you get started, continue the path you've already begun, or even reach that top tier status you've wanted to achieve for some time. Jumpstart your IT career by taking a chance to explore cybersecurity certifications here today. Choosing a cybersecurity certification that will not just give you an edge in the competitive industry, but will also be accredited and aligned with your targeted career goal. Remember, as you enroll in that course, that your academic background is inconsequential in pursuing any of these credentials. We have come to the end of this episode. If you enjoyed listening, please give us a review. If you have thoughts or suggestions on our podcast, please give us a review. You can reach us on our email, dglawng@gmail.com. This podcast is available on Google Podcasts, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Just search for the Fungible Podcast and ensure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. The Fungible Podcast is a creation of DigiLaw, a company with the goal of bridging the gap between digital technology and the law. We organize online classes and courses on digital technologies. We also publish a blog at digilaw.com.ng. digilaw.com.ng. You could also reach out to us on our social media platforms on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. On Twitter and Instagram, we are digilawng. digilawng. On LinkedIn, we are DGL Africa. Thank you all so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day or week.